Over 3 months ago, as many of you know, I suffered 3 strokes. I also, a lot of the damage, a lot of the harm was done by the hospital that I went to. They made it worse. They damaged my throat, my tongue, and they caused one of the 3 strokes. However, God can heal anything, and we really do appreciate your prayers, and we appreciate God's healing, and we don't know how that works, but we can see it working, and I think that's one of the reasons that he has us pray. You know, at the time, I had for the longest time been trying to get my sons involved because, of course, we speak off air, and I know where their hearts and their minds are, and I knew that they could do a much better job than I could on many issues. And I was always trying to engage them, but they were always reluctant to get on. And it reminded me of myself. I did not want to get on air either when it first happened. And, you know, we're going to be coming back on nearly exactly the 8th anniversary of my first, of the beginning of my first solo daily show. And that's going to be Monday, August the 18th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. I'll be back. This time, we're going to redesign the studio. We're in the process of doing that. And I'm going to be back with my son, Travis, who has been standing in on air and doing an excellent job. I really appreciate his courage to step up and do that and his convictions, which shine through. And I know that I didn't have to ask him. He just did it because I couldn't talk. And so I really do appreciate him standing up and taking that. And so we're going to come back. We're redesigning the studio because we're going to have a different format. We're going to have two of us on air at the time because I think it's good for that back and forth instead of just a monologue. We're going to be able to cover a lot more topics, I think, more quickly doing it that way. We'll keep each other moving along rather than getting too deep into one subject, although on some subjects we will have to go deep because there's some that are so important that we need to do that. But on other topics, we just want to cover what is happening in terms of current events. And so that will allow us to cover a broader array of things as well as going deeper into these. And so I'm going to be doing this with Travis. It's also a necessity since I'm not at full strength yet, but I really have improved. I never thought I would be back on air, frankly. And I was surprised to be able to even stand after this went on for so long. But together we're going to be working on this and pointing out that the opposite of fear is faith. These are two ends of the spectrum, if you will. And in every one of these issues, the question is, who and what do we trust? Well, I don't think that either political party has earned an iota of trust. We should be very skeptical of them. We should demand they be bound down with the chains of the Constitution, as Patrick Henry said. And that is the approach that we take with this program. Each of these parties represents opportunities, but each of them represents unique threats to us, especially because of our preconceptions or what they have marketed to us. We let our guard down in certain areas with each party. And so we want to point out what the real risks are so that you can take action yourself. But we also want to point out that the true balance that we have in our life is from faith, not from fear that the government rules by. Always by fear. Always by emergencies. No, there is nothing to fear if you know the Lord Jesus Christ rather than looking to government as your Lord. And so we want to hold that up. And the good news is that Christ's kingdom transcends this world, no matter what happens. But we need to operate in it, and we need to be prepared, not be foolish, not be lazy. We need to understand what is happening, the different threats to us and to our family. So that's going to be what we're going to be focusing on, the two of us. And as I said before, I know his heart, I know his mind, and I'm so happy to have Travis now by my side. Join us on Monday, August the 18th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time as we begin this new section of the program. Thank you.